everybody. Welcome to Islanders Podcast number 7. I know it's been a little while since I posted a new episode of this podcast, but I'm going to try to make this one extra special to make up for it. On part of this episode here, I have a phone interview I conducted with my friend and compatriot Peter Berdertha, the voice of Isle of Lucy. So I called PJ last week at his Eagan, Minnesota home, and we had some nice conversation, a lot of which is included here in this episode.
So,
special guest on the phone here, Mr. Peter Berdertha.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening, Peter?
I just got inside, and I'm hungry. I'm probably going to eat something. And all the while, I'm rocking to the rocking tune of life. That sounded really stupid, but anyways.
Rocking to the rocking tune of life, you said?
Yeah, that should be in a song. It'd be really long and pretentious, and maybe that could be the only lyric for about 10 minutes.
I like it.
And just various appreciations of that. I think Meatloaf should cover it.
Rocking to the rocking tune of life.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the worst song ever. I strongly recommend that version of Quick One from Battle of the Bands. I remember watching it and actually being in awe because, for once, the mix was such that you could hear all the vocal parts.
Yes.
And where I wasn't just dominating everything, which is amazing.
Yeah, that is a great recording. So this is, I'll play this now. This is A Quick One, Well, He's Away, a song by The Who that we performed for the first time at the senior year Battle of the Bands at St. Olaf.
Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The conventional wisdom is people don't play things like that and people don't get them. You know?
Yeah.
People don't get it when you do. And, which, I mean, Quick One was a bit of a precursor to Paul Suppression.
Well, remember the judges for Battle of the Bands thought that we wrote Quick One.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. They said, I remember they said, like, the song is good. Work on the lyrics, though.
Yeah, I remember that. I never thought the lyrics were bad, though.
Well, I think they're just referring to the, you know, fa-la-la-las and cello type stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, but I don't know. I think the song would suck if it didn't have that sort of stuff in it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very tongue-in-cheek rock and roll.
Yeah. I saw a band play at the Whiskey A Go-Go a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Called Bat Lord.
Mm-hmm. Bat Lord?
Bat Lord. Like B-A-T.
I'm sure this is a great band.
Oh, Bat Lord was awesome. The lead singer had a shaved head, and he painted his entire head white, except for, like, black around the eyes. And, his microphone was at maybe just below chest level, which meant that he had to kind of crouch over it the whole time, which was partly for effect, because there was like a red light on the microphone shining in his face. And the major complaint I would have about Bat Lord is that they had the fog machine going way too strong.
I mean, the what machine?
The fog machine, like the smoke.
Oh, fog machine.
And, I don't know what you thought I said. What's that?
Were they sort of like a death metal band, or?
Yeah, like they had. He was the guitar player. Then there's also a bassist, drummer, and an organ. That, you know, sounded like a church organ. And the guy's vocals were kind of Marilyn Manson-ish, and they were. It was the night before Halloween, so they were doing really like spooky music and stuff. But the fog machine got to a point where it was hard to see them or breathe. So we left shortly after that.
Yeah. Did they do the Monster Mash?
Not that I saw. That was a song that I Love Lucy definitely should have done.
Yeah, you should have been doing the Monster Mash. That should have definitely been you.
Yeah, I would have been totally down for that. Because we were supposed to play that show at Froggy's around Halloween, you know. But that never came together.
Yeah, oh yeah, that would have been so good. I mean, no one wants to play the Monster Mash because they all feel it's beneath them. And, you know, it's greatest for us. Very little was beneath us. And I take pride in that. I don't know if I should, but in any case.
But we were ready to try things that could potentially be stupid. You know, I think that's okay.
Like, any way you want it, that's the way you need it.
I liked when we had tried to rehearse that one time, and someone else walked into the pause just by accident to go get something. And that's when Isaac created the rule of, okay, we're not going to play a song if we feel embarrassed when someone hears us play it.
I actually cite that as an example of trying things that you normally... How bands should try things that they normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
And that is the prime example that I cite.
Although, to be fair, that one time when we played at Brad's, and as we were packing up, this woman in the audience came up to us and was saying, play something I can dance to! And Isaac and I were like, we kind of know Any Way You Want It by Journey. And then we just tried playing it on the fly, and I mean, it ended up working out pretty well.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was weird.
It's too bad that didn't get on the video that we were doing that night.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's too bad it didn't get on the video. but yeah, I don't remember that specifically.
There's a lot of stuff that we planned to do but didn't.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we actually ended up doing a lot of the things that we said we were going to do.
That's true.
Amazingly,
we did far more than I thought we would.
Yeah, we did do pause pressure.
We did do quick one.
Yeah, I mean, and we put those both together in about 2 weeks, didn't we?
Yeah, and then Possum Kingdom also.
Yeah, I mean, we kicked some butt in there. Oh, that's another thing I want to get done. I would love to have a good version of the Sun Song.
Yeah, the that sort of half done studio version that you and I did, that doesn't have any bass on it.
Uh-huh.
And the electronic drums, that's not bad.
And I'm going to play that right now. Here is the closest it's going to get to the studio version of The Sun Song.
the sun sets his clock and run. I will wait for the sun since it's too late.
It's also a song that I think might have benefited from a full orchestration.
Yeah. Especially if you couldn't really make out that there was full orchestration, just because there's so much other crap in there. this glut of, like, sort of like all around the world.
Yeah, think Be Here Now.
Yes, yes. I think it would very much benefit from Be Here Now production. I mean, at least 20 guitar tracks.
And the part at the end where, you know, there's at least the two vocal parts doing the chorus kind of overlapping. There would need to be, like, yeah, 10 of them.
Well, we had that going well. It sounded really good.
Yeah.
When all three vocals were going.
Yeah.
I mean, oh.
The Sun Song was definitely one of the songs that we did best live. But another one that really kind of surprised us that we were able to do, that we were able to pull off as well as we did live, and actually always got a great crowd response, was doing the song Possum Kingdom by the Toadies. And we got a pretty good recording of that from the Crust Bucket session. And here's us doing Possum Kingdom.
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me. Stop here forever. Thank you.
So Podomatic, the site that runs this podcasting service, had the special deal where for a month there were these free extra statistics that you could see about the podcasts. And one of these showed a geographical distribution of everyone who had downloaded one of the episodes. And it was really surprising because I expected the majority to be, you know, in Minnesota somewhere. But no, there's people in Germany and Austria and the Czech Republic, a lot of people in Colorado, some in Florida, San Francisco. So I don't know who any of you people are. If you like what you hear, please leave a message on the message board or whatever. Let me know what you like, what you want to hear more of. Appreciate it. And so with that, that's wrapping up this episode of the Isle of Lucy podcast. I'd like to thank again Peter Bedurtha for calling in and weighing in on a few songs and some pleasant conversation. Isaac and Martin, you guys are more than welcome to be on this too. So just let me know if you want to do that sometime. So, any final words from you, Peter?
Well, I'd like to say goodbye to all of our podcast listeners, and thank you very much for taking the time to enjoy the fruits of our labors, and because we really enjoyed it too, and the best thing that we can think of is to share the love with everyone else. So, with that, you guys all have a good day, and this is Peter Bedurtha over and out.
Nice.
Very much.